Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Okay, hey, welcome to the hit.
Yep.
Okay, hey, what hit? Ready? I'll start. How about I start? Okay.
Why don't you take this one, Rim?
Yeah, I got it. I'll just start 250 podcasts. All right, here we go. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Hey, welcome to the Rosecast, the number one bachelorette recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo. How are you, folks? Jazzed up. We had microphone problems. I'm jazzed up and we fixed them.
Got them fixed. We're ready to rock and roll here, Rim.
I'm your host, Tim Kennedy Jr. Alex Bradford with me as always. Two questions. AB.
Yes, sir.
First, how's the baby doing? Sleeping?
Waking Excellent.
Up? Excellent?
Yeah. Yeah. No, she's great. She sleeps great.
Better or worse than your first kid?
The complete opposite of my first kid.
Okay, Izzy didn't sleep well.
Izzy didn't sleep well. Lydia sleeps like a baby. I could have two more Lydias right now. Put two more Lydias in this house. We'd live the exact same life.
Two more Lydias.
Give me two more. Right. I don't care.
That's outrageous. Four kids. AB, Duggar's AB. Two. Would you eat crickets if prompted?
How much you paying me?
Nothing. It's just you're on a date in Thailand.
Is it fried?
Did you pay attention to the show? This happened on the show.
I feel like yeah, you're asking me. Like, I couldn't tell if they were fried. I know they had some sauce on them.
That helps. They didn't have sauce because Jason asked for a sauce. He's like, are we putting sauce on these? You know, buffalo sauce, probably. They were like, no. The American tastes
like some blue cheese. Yeah. No, if it's not fried and not dipped in chocolate, I'm not interested.
Okay. I'd eat the shit out of a bunch of crickets, a handful of crickets. Rim Bourdain.
With no. Like, you do it for free?
Crunch them up, yeah.
Here's the thing I don't mess with eating bugs and stuff. It's the little legs and stuff. Little things weird me out.
Yeah, okay. That's, hey, you won't find me disputing that. That little, like, cricket legs are gross. Fantasy Suite Week, AB. What did you think overall of this episode?
Pass.
Really? Why is that? So keep listening. Don't stop listening, listeners.
Listen, I already knew what was going to happen here. You got two front runners and then Jason.
So we called that. It's pretty obvious.
Exactly what was going to happened the entire episode. And it was even less anticlimactic than I anticipated by what happened in the middle of it.
Oh, because the breakup happened in the middle, you're saying?
Yeah.
It was even more blunted. Okay.
Yep. Like, in the middle of the episode, one of the people went home. We know two people are going to the final episode. So what are we even watching the second half of this episode for?
Well, especially when they do the rose. This is not the first time they've done the rose ceremony where everyone involved gets a rose.
We need the juice.
Let's get into it, though. Blake's one-on-one date at something called Monk's Trail. Mm-hmm. Now, AB, Becca claims, after her four-limbed hug, Becca claims that they can't kiss or touch.
Hold up. Can we talk about that, Rim? I'm sick of Becca running and jumping into these guys' arms and doing the double leg wrap. Every guy gets the double leg wrap when they see her. That has to be a special moment. Like, I feel like my wife has done that one time, and it was a special moment.
When did she do that? Out of curiosity.
Maybe it's like when you come home from war. That's when you do a double leg wrap. It's not just every single time you see someone.
When you come home from war. That's true. I haven't seen you in 4 days.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all were probably hanging out in between,
come on,
like on the plane
just
or something.
A respectful hug and a kiss and move about your day.
Listen, if I got a four-limbed hug six times in a four-week span, I'd be like, I got this locked up. So no wonder all these guys think they're getting blindsided. They get four-limbed every time.
Great point.
Back to they can't kiss or touch. AB. I did a little research. I was skeptical of this rule. It looked to me like they were going into the Thai version of Indian Creek Trail. It was not did not look like a special place.
What did you
get? And I found nothing. I found nothing of the sort in my research.
Okay, that so says it's all made up.
It's all made up.
This is all made up.
And on top of that, they were touching the whole time, bumping into each other.
Yeah,
you know,
little flirtatious touches. Here's my thing, though, Rem. If it was true, let's just act like it was true, which it's not. If there was this path that you are not supposed to touch because I don't know what was the
just
reasoning.
Respect for the just Buddhist ways and the monks
so if
at
you
want to
really show respect, maybe don't like teeter against the line and kiss. Yeah. That's like seems more disrespectful.
Yeah.
little rude. Just teasing the line and kissing right over it. Oh, right on the line.
And they walked across the line holding hands. Like, yeah. They instantly broke, and shattered the norms.
If you're really
norms.
Trying to show some respect, maybe just don't kiss in the area.
They get to the top, and they meet up with some old Buddhist monks. One old, one young. Batman Begins type stuff, AB, way up there in the hills.
Sure.
Now, they learned some of the ways of the lives these Buddhist monks live. There's four big pillars. Honesty / trust, that's one. Adaptation / compromise, that's two. Patience and giving, just mad wisdom in
this
general,
is,
AB.
The wisdom being spread on this first part of this episode was great.
I learned something. I know you learned something. I got nothing negative to say about the situation. This was a pretty good date.
Absolutely. You just got a feel for those monks, though, Rim. Like, how did that monk end up in this situation? You know he had to be questioning what went wrong.
Do you think that, so let's say there's two dozen monks in this Buddhist monastery, do you think that this was the top monk who was rewarded with this, or was this like the monk who had to be punished?
This is the bachelor today, Jimmy. The totem pole monk. Okay. This is the guy, get out there. The cameras are here. ABC's here.
We got important monk stuff to do.
That's the least important monk that has nothing else going on.
I believe that. When they're talking later, Becca says... Obviously, they were talking about these four pillars, and she says, obviously, I was missing honesty in my last relationship, just saying. Now, this was the first of what would turn out to be many jabs at Ari.
Yeah.
Just, in this episode.
Just pulling Ari through the mud and just dragging him.
Blake says he clearly wasn't honest with her at all. AB, now, devil's advocate, am I tripping or was Ari completely honest with Becca? He could not have been more honest.
Listen, I'm sorry he changed his mind. It does not mean that he was lying.
No, dishonesty would have been staying with her even though his heart wasn't in
exactly.
It. That would have been dishonest.
He thought he was in love with you. He thought he wanted to... have you ever made a mistake in your life, people? Ever in your life and had to go back on it? It's like not that big a deal. He made a mistake. It was a big mistake, but he fessed up to it. He owned up to it, in my opinion. Let's get over it. Let's quit dragging the guy.
If that whole thing didn't play out on camera... No one would.
No big deal.
No, kind of. I don't think she would refer to it as much. I don't think it would be as big of a storyline for this because no one would have known how the breakup actually went.
There wouldn't
be the honesty. My thing is, there's a lot of things you can rip on about Ari. I'm not sure honesty is your best angle.
Engagements end all the time. Garrett was married. It doesn't mean he was a liar in everything that he told his previous wife. He probably was because what we know about Garrett.
Yeah, sure. He definitely was. Yeah.
But. And let's look at The Bachelor in Paradise. What's his name? Derek and what's that girl? Taylor. Those two.
Yes.
They got
yes.
engaged on the show, and then turns out this week they're not engaged anymore. Were either of them lying to each other, or did it just not work out?
I don't think... Ari was not lying when he, you know, proposed to Becca. It wasn't,
no.
There's nothing to gain from lying about that. He was just confused. He screwed up. He's an idiot. Whatever. But he was being honest.
Ari has gained nothing from being The Bachelor, in my opinion.
No, his reputation is completely sullied.
He's gained less than anybody by being The Bachelor. You think he wanted to get this negative backlash of choosing you?
AB, we got to move on. I know people don't like when we talk about Ari, period, but when we borderline defend
support
the guy.
Support Ari?
That's when people go to the next pod.
Listen, I don't like Ari. I don't like
him.
No,
he's terrible. He's a dumb. He's an idiot.
Let's
he's boring.
Let's
gross.
Quit bringing him up in this season. It's not necessary.
Well, we got a lot more where that came from. Let's go to the nighttime. Blake, very insecure.
Yeah.
Not about how much he loves Becca. He's fine with that. He's worried that Becca is in love with these other guys. He says, when they're talking, he says his last heartbreak was a disaster for him personally. Very difficult to get through. And that he's concerned because he's even more in love with Becca than he was with his ex, which seems impossible, Alex. Oh. I don't know about your opinion. Just doesn't seem logical that he would be more in love with this person.
No,
that's just
a recency bias there, Rim.
Oh, yeah. Oh, AB, academic.
Young,
young
university.
This was basically his lead-in to saying, hey, don't pick anyone else, otherwise I will be crushed beyond belief, and my mom won't even be able to console me. And
the blood's
going to
be on your,
yeah,
your hands here, Becca.
Hands. The blood will be on your hands. Now, I'd like your opinion here. This struck me as a very poor choice of topic an hour before your overnight date.
Yeah, so they basically, he said he was going to ask her if she kisses and hugs other people like he does him. And has the same feelings. So they talked about that, and then they talked about Ari a little more. And that's what they talked about before they went to the fantasy suites.
A little buzzkill to bring that up.
Absolutely. Maybe talk about what's... again, this is a perfect date to talk about what your life's going to be like.
Yes. Are you willing, as we saw with Garrett later, are you willing to move where I live? Or where do you want to do, type of thing? Mm-hmm. Blake was got so deep into... being worried about who Becca likes more, he might as well have just, you're so deep in this topic, right? You might as well just get pointed with it and say, all right, let me get your power rankings before I accept this overnight invite. Where do I stand in the top three?
Am
here?
I at least in the top two here?
Yeah, I mean, are we going to the final? Am I getting into the finals? Because if not, I'm going to say no to this fantasy suite date. Anyway, he had some good lines, though. My favorite was, I'm the type of guy who looks for a reason to stay and not a reason to go. Anyway, once they get past the heavy talks and onto the fantasy suite, I'm reminded that they're a cute couple. And that can't
get
lost.
People
forget that. It gets lost frequently. They're a good couple. It got lost because Blake was on screen losing his shit to the camera most of the time, but people forget this is a cute couple.
Absolutely. I agree.
Any thoughts on the fantasy suite scene?
No, just the usual stuff. You got a dress on the ground. You got... you know what's happening there, Rim. I don't know why ABC has to, like, throw these little hints. I know that they carefully placed that dress on the ground. I know that they've been up walking around. She's in full makeup, Rim.
They've been up
for hours and hours and hours. Why are you trying to set the scene for me? We know what goes on in the fantasy suite.
The sun was high in the sky.
Absolutely. It was afternoon.
At least they didn't try to... I vaguely remember older seasons where the camera people pretended to be like hiding, like voyeur, like peering into the scene. It's like, no, they'll just close the door and that's that. But anyway, Blake wakes up and is like, well, probably had breakfast and lunch too. But in the morning, in quotes, he realizes, you could see it in his eyes, he's like, ah, shit, she's going to do this with it. Two more guys. And I can't really blame him for thinking that.
No.
But I just maybe hold it in. Maybe, again, bad topic of conversation.
I mean, we've always asked the question, what's the best place to go in the fantasy suites? First, second, or third? And I think it's got to be third.
I think it's got to be third, too.
Third is it's tough to think about, but yep. At least
there's
you
no good
are,
spot?
There's
no
good
spot?
There's no good spot. There's no good spot at all. I mean, be perfectly clear about that. Yep. There's no spot I would like to be in. First, second, or third. But you got to think, like, going third, at least you aren't worried about what's coming up next. Like,
yeah.
Blake,
that's a
he's
tough
leaving
couple
the room,
days.
And he's got a couple days of just
nothing.
Torture.
Just hanging out. Just torture. Anyway, Becca, again, goes back to her experience with Ari.
Yeah.
In the friggin' fantasy suite, AB. And
unreal.
She says his name. She's basically like, yeah, I mean, when I woke up with Ari, I was like, dang, this is serious, huh? He could pick someone else. Anyway,
unreal.
I got to go, Blake. I was like, oh, I mean, how are you going to leave this guy?
Unreal.
He said, you'll be insecure up until the very end. And she goes, mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep. Might not be you, buddy.
Don't bring up your ex-boyfriend who you're engaged with in the fantasy suites. Just a tip. Pro tip.
Kind of maybe rule number one. If you make fantasy suite rules, it's got to be up there. But anyway, the guy's in a tailspin.
And I was entertained by it. I know it turned a lot of people off, but he was losing his mind. And it's probably because he's the only one who truly loves her, my opinion. Yeah.
Hey, he said no one can love her like he's going to love her, and I can't disagree with him.
Has anyone ever freaked out so much about the competition?
Not that I've seen.
That late in the game?
No.
All right. Jason one-on-one date, daytime, or lack thereof. These two are being cute together in downtown. Let me scroll up and say this right. Chiang Mai, mm-hmm. Thailand. What do you got on Becca saying something about decorating his condo in Seattle and then dipping for the whole afternoon?
I've never seen a bigger freak out at a non-incident. Nothing happened here. She mentioned maybe putting up some of this Thailand decor in his house.
And
it's just a joke, and then he jokes back, and then she goes off the deep end, Rim. She says she needs a minute. She goes and like lays down, and then the producers have to come over and like, what's going on? I didn't see what happened on camera that would have triggered this. Like, is everything okay?
More bizarre, Jason doesn't seem too concerned.
No, that's another thing. Like, yeah, Jason's just like, okay, yeah, go ahead. Yeah. No, like, it's people need to realize as soon as the Bachelor or Bachelorette asks for a minute to walk away, you're probably going home in the near future.
Yeah.
Jason, not only once, but twice she walks away from Jason, and he still doesn't seem to understand that things are about to go wrong for him.
Yeah, she doesn't have to go to the bathroom both times, buddy. No. Like, there's something going on here. What was very strange to me, as we move into the nighttime, is that they went to commercial and came back. It was nighttime. They didn't show Becca coming back to Jason during the day.
No. They just cut to the night.
Do you think she did go back to him? She had to have.
Yeah. Yeah, she went back to him and they finished the date. It was just boring, I'm sure.
I mean, because Jason entered the nighttime portion talking big yeah. talks.
he's not a guy that got left at the daytime portion.
No, I was like, unless you're one of the biggest dummy, a sneaky, huge dummy, then yeah, it didn't go that great for you, Jason. He starts bearing his soul to Becca with his lines. He's got lines. They've all got lines, except sure. Garrett. Basically tells her that he loves her more than anything in the world, Ron. And Becca's face, what'd it look like, AB? It looked like the same face that all the tragic stories were being told. Nothing in response. She says nothing in response. What do you got on her getting up again, AB?
She was just realizing what she was about to have to do, and she didn't want to do it. She just wanted to put it off. Hopefully something would happen when she walked away that would make it so she didn't have to provide the news. She had some bad news to give someone, and she didn't want to do it.
Maybe trying to induce like food poisoning or something. Yeah. Get an excuse to get out of this.
Ask someone backstage, if the producers, if they'll maybe take care of that. Can you get this guy out of here?
So you don't think she was struggling with the decision?
No, absolutely not.
Okay. Right.
Absolutely not. I mean, she wasn't struggling the whole day. She just did. She's a nice, real girl. She didn't want to do it. She didn't want to. Breaking up is hard. She didn't want to be the one that breaks up with someone, which is fair.
She was gone long enough that both of them appeared to do some chew the camera interviews.
Yeah.
During the break. Like they were talking about what was happening while she was gone.
30-minute break.
At least. It had to have been. No, I mean, Jason should have got kind of the hint by this point. No, she left you alone twice in one day for the most crucial day in the season. She's basically abandoning you in Thailand. My opinion, you got to break up with her before she can break up with you. You can't fire me. I quit, Becca. That's what
absolutely.
I would have done.
Let me stop you before you start your yeah. speech here.
I don't want to do this anymore. I'm not going to sit here and have you play me like this on the cameras. I'm done with you.
He just didn't get it.
You got to know that you're not going to win. Two breaks. One break, you should know. Two breaks.
You're done.
Get out of here. Anyway, there are a couple things I want to talk about when she comes back, though. First off, he welcomed her back like she just escaped some sort of life-threatening experience. It's like, no, she's just...
Is everything okay? I love when they ask us if everything's okay when really you're the issue.
Yeah, there's no other possible... Like,
you're the problem here, Jason.
Oh, no, my stomach is feeling... I got a little mosquito bite earlier. No, it's you. What did you think of him trying to, I mean, he tried to like sneak in the back door of the fantasy suite a little bit.
Tried to get in there. Like, are you sure you just don't want to give this a chance? I know you don't think we're as far as long, but maybe we could get there.
I mean, he's basically saying, I get that I'm in third place because she already said you're going home.
Yeah. I'm in love with Garrett and Blake. I don't think we can get there.
And he's still like, all right, well, let's see if we can figure this out.
Slow down here.
Slow down. Whoa. You sure? Are you sure? And she answered, I mean, he said, are you sure? And she said, no, I'm not confident that we don't have a future together. I just see it more with the other guys. And that's a completely fair and fine way to answer
that question. Absolutely.
Were you saddened by this breakup, or did you think this was a sad breakup in the Pantheon?
No, not at all. I thought Jason handled it like a gentleman after he eventually got the hint and realized there was no coming back from this. I thought she handled it well. He handled it well. It was fine.
I was confused about why Jason was confused. he was like, oh, this is crazy. I can't believe this. And then he kind of tricked Becca into feeling bad about it. It's like, no, it's clear cut, night and day. You're third. One of you got to go.
Everybody knew he was third. Becca was at, I mean, this had to be just producer driven that they're trying to turn this into a big surprise. Like, none of us at home are surprised. I'll tell you that. This isn't a Peter getting let go by Rachel situation here, Rim.
No.
Not at all.
I mean, she collapsed into her bed and said, oh, God, what did I just do? What am I doing? You're doing what you should have done.
You let go of the third guy when there's only three people left. What's the problem?
She said, I literally just did to him what Ari did to me.
That's where she lost me. You need to pull it together, girl. This is nothing like what happened to you.
I just don't. Everyone who gets broken up with at this stage in the game is like, I got blindsided. It's like, buddy. You obviously liked each other because you made it to hometowns, but there's only one winner, unless you're Ari. Somebody's got to go.
Yeah.
And it's you. Sorry. You had 33% chance of going home and you got the boot.
To be fair, though, maybe he was just saying he was blindsided by not going through with the whole date. Getting let go halfway through.
Shaking my head on that, though. It's
a risky move by her getting rid of a guy before all the fantasy suites and all the three dates. It's a risky move. You never know what's going to happen on these dates. Maybe Garrett says, I don't know. Maybe Garrett could say anything at the dinner table. Garrett says the N-word at the dinner table. Then you got to let him go. Who knows?
That's true. Well, that's not true that he said that. I want to be clear. But he something could come out of his mouth that you're like, I don't fuck with Garrett anymore.
Damn, Garrett's a bigot.
I wish we had two guys to choose from for the final episode.
It's a little risky on her part. Like, even if you know Jason probably isn't it. Just leave him there. How about this then?
Stay woke, AB. What if Jason's date occurred third and they put it second? Because if it occurred third, then she would have already had the two. And she didn't tell Garrett that Jason went home.
Why would ABC do that, though? They ruined the episode, in my opinion. And if I was them, had that been me?
Yeah.
I would have flipped Jason to third in the episode.
Yeah, of course.
I think it ruined Garrett's day. Like, I didn't want to watch the rest of that. I knew the result.
I think, I can't explain why they would do that, but I think it's almost more likely than not that Jason's date occurred third, and that's why she was so comfortable letting him go. And combined with the fact that she didn't mention anything to Garrett.
That's fair.
Let's go. Speaking of Garrett, we should have come up with some Garrett music, a Garrett intro. I'll come up with something. It's not going to be good.
What could it possibly be?
I don't know. Something offensive. Anyway, as usual,
the Roseanne's theme song. That's got to be the Garrett song.
As usual, AB, almost nothing in the way of conversation on this date. But this was, in my opinion, a terrific date.
Absolutely.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely. They're going paddling through Thailand, and turns out Thailand's getting turnt up on this day. This is it. People are on the water, just partying, drinking light beer, just sucking beers down, splashing, having a great time in the water.
There were people posted up at tables and chairs in the water.
Absolutely. It looked so fire. I got to get to Thailand for whatever this event was.
Now, I love this date would have been awesome without all that, But with that, it was even better. I would have, this might have been the day
elephants
I would have
walking
most,
around.
That was amazing. Amazing.
People just getting
live action Jungle Book. Did you almost say blunted? Is that what you're going to say? What was the BL word?
No. I was going to say blasted.
Yeah, blasted.
They were just drinking cold ones, elephants walking around, partying.
Way more fun than watching them do this alone, I thought. And at the end, they toasted with some 40s. Those were big beers.
Some malt liquors.
Big malts.
some of Thailand's finest 40s.
Anything else on this date? Because at this part of the date, because I have a monologue about Garrett.
I saw, when they drank the 40s. Just one more thing about the 40s. When they were drinking them, I swear, Garrett, when he took a sip, he flinched. It's so disgusting for him.
I'll have to run that back because who knows? I mean, they make beer differently in different countries. That's a fact. AB, watching this date when they're sitting on the dock or whatever, talking about life, capping off a great daytime date, just a great date, I realize that Garrett's scandal is the most damaging scandal in the show's history.
I agree.
It's not the worst thing a contestant has done.
No.
We're not going to power rank shitheads. Actions of shitheads.
I will.
We'll do it. We'll do that.
We'll do it. Not now, though.
Here's why I say that. What Lee tweeted was more offensive. Okay?
Absolutely.
And the fact that ABC didn't notice it, because he wrote it out. He didn't passively like it.
What Lincoln did is the worst thing that's happened on the show,
in my opinion.
Thing,
and the fact that ABC let these things through is pretty inexcusable. Juan Pablo was bad, but at least he was entertaining. The guy who called Emily's daughter baggage. I mean, there's a long history of scumbaggery in the show.
Absolutely.
But what's so damaging about Garrett's Instagram likes is the fact that he is not a villain on the show. He doesn't have a villain in it. And yet he still sucked all the excitement out of the whole season because it came out the day after the premiere. And he's been a front runner the whole time.
He's the guy that we should be rooting for.
Imagine
but we can't
if this
root for him.
We can't root for him. Imagine if this scandal never came out and it was Garrett versus Blake. Based on what we've seen Garrett on the screen, two great guys. There would be Team Garrett, Team Blake going. People would
absolutely
have reasons to love both of them. There'd be a hysteria surrounding the finale.
This would be a huge finale.
Yes, it'd be huge. I would be Team Garrett and you'd be Team Blake or vice versa. If this never happened, it'd be good debate. But because he's been a front runner this whole time and we know this about him, there's this feeling surrounding the season, I think, among fans that we're just on this slow march toward the inevitable. She's going to break the good guy's heart. She's going to pick Garrett. This is what I think is going to happen. Now, what I know is going to happen. She's probably going to pick Garrett. And then it's just going to be like, oh, well, another wasted. And combine all that with the fact that Becca has not been the best bachelorette and her identity is based mostly around Ari more than like who she actually is.
Yep.
It's been this scandal.
Rough season.
Borderline ruined the season. We liked having fun watching it, but man, would have been so much better without this.
Absolutely.
My opinion.
Well said.
Thank you. Put some time into that one, AB. After the final rose should be pretty good, though. That's a fact.
We'll After the final rose is where the action's going to be. That's something that you need to see. Garrett's going to catch a public lashing on After the Final Rose.
Well, will he, though? Because Lee kind of didn't. He got a little bit, and then by the end, everybody was boys with him, almost.
Kind of, but Lee stood in there and took some tough questions from the guys. And I think the same thing's going to happen to Garrett. I mean, he's got some questions to answer to some of these guys.
He does. Lee, the person. See, the thing about Lee, too, is like the guy you could tell had hate in his heart based on what we saw in the show. Mm-hmm. Garrett, I think, might be too dumb to kind of.
I think he's just really dumb. Like,
yeah, he might not get it. Might not get what was so bad. Anyway, let's go to the nighttime date. Garrett opens up by talking about how he tries to speak only when he's absolutely sure of something, which is pretty rich. And what do you know at AB? What do they move on to? Becca talks about Ari.
Yeah.
Not sticking by his word.
Take Ari through the mud a little more.
We've gone from no one talking about Ari since the limo entrances to now it's like all she wants to talk about. It's crazy.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There are some stories about my mom's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt, tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of the events of her life, it always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mom or mother figure for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth will email your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. There's a wide variety to choose from. Some of my favorites are, do you have any keepsakes or heirlooms from your grandparents? And what's the furthest you've ever traveled? Storyworth makes the writing process a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to that email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. Then you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. Take it from me, you'll love their retelling of the stories you already know, and you'll be surprised by stories you've never heard before. After 12 months of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for decades to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. Our family keeps these gorgeous Storyworth books always within reach in the living room. They're great to read through whenever we're together, and I know they'll be passed down through the generations. Believe me, I'm not the only one who loves Storyworth. There are more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of family stories preserved since the company was founded more than 10 years ago. So give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/rosecast. That's storyworth.com/rosecast to save $10 on your first purchase.
Garrett says, hey, I can move for my job.
Hey, yeah. Little side note. She's not over Ari, Rim. It's not. It wasn't enough time. I don't blame her either. There wasn't enough time. She's still thinking about Ari consistently.
This season, a lot of learning, teachable moments for ABC. From this season, maybe don't get the person whose heart was just broken up with 2 months ago, and put them through this. Anyway, they love each other. Beautiful moments. Garrett says, I love you. I hope you're the last woman I ever have to say that to. The whole nine. Beautiful moment, or it would have been. And Becca says, when I look at Garrett, I see my heart's equal.
Wow. I mean, yeah, when Garrett tells her he loves her, the smile on Becca's face told me everything I needed to know about this season.
Yeah, the way she looks at him, it's just different. It's just different. Anyway, fantasy suite, badass treehouse. I was on board. Then they get up there and it's a fucking tent. You got to stay in a tent in a treehouse. Why sleep in a treehouse in the jungle if you can't look outside? My take. compared to Blake and Becca, these two had a terrific post-fantasy suite moment, AB.
Absolutely.
Since I could do this every day. I could, too. Lock it up.
We're done here.
Beautiful breakfast on the deck. These two are all over each other, AB. And like you said,
it's over, folks.
Garrett says he's never been this happy in his entire life. He's had a wedding day before.
Yeah. He's experienced a wedding. He's been married. It's a wrap, Rim.
Do you got a take on Becca's dress this night, though? I'm veering off course a little bit.
No. That's not my thing.
Ladies, listeners, that's my thing.
What do you got?
Fashion. Her fashion people, whatever, stylists, been doing her dirty all season. This dress, and I've kept quiet. I've kept mostly quiet because it's mean.
Yeah, I've kept quiet.
It's clear she's going to pick Garrett, so I'm going to unleash a little bit. Listen, long sleeve, mostly lace, but not like cool lace. We're talking like roaring 20s undergarment, maybe a tablecloth. And on top of that, a big silk collar with a huge lapel. Listen, ladies, fellas, let us know. I want to know what the opinion of this dress is. I think this might have been the worst dress of the season, if you even want to call it a dress. Looking like a backup singer for Ricky Ricardo, AB. You familiar with I Love Lucy?
I'm very familiar with I Love Lucy, and I love that show.
All right. After the break, Jason's back, folks. This is never good, AB.
No. What do you think? You're going to stroll in here with your... basically wearing the same outfit from your date, and then your hair. That hair. You think you're going to stroll in here like Grease Lightning and steal the girl back? No, it's not happening, pal.
Becca, I think, obviously knew he was coming. Wasn't much shock on her face. And I'm pretty sure when she said, "Oh my God," that was spliced from something else. I don't think she was surprised.
Yeah. Yep. I ran that back. It was definitely not at that moment.
She goes, "Oh my God. Yeah, come on in." You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Exactly like that. You want to see actual shock in Becca? It came last season when her former boyfriend or fiance or whatever showed up. What was that guy's name that everyone liked?
We got it in the rose bag. Someone basically wrote us and was like, "You guys haven't mentioned her ex-boyfriend once." And the fact that he looks just like Garrett.
He does. Yeah. No, didn't we? Was this just a text? Did we not talk about this on air? About how?
No, we didn't.
Becca and Garrett's ex-wife, and Becca and her form, the guy that showed up last season, all of them looked exactly the same. Becca and Garrett's ex-wife and Garrett and that other dude looked the same.
Exactly the same. The reason I bring
they
that
look
up
exactly
is,
the same.
The reason I bring that up is Garrett's ex-wife, private citizen, not part of Bachelor,
she doesn't
not
need
a member
this.
Of Bachelor Nation.
She doesn't
we don't need,
this.
Need to be spreading that around. If you want to look for it, you can find it. We're not going to spread it. How about that? But I'll tell you what, check it out because they look the same. Emily from Louisiana mentioned this in the rose bag. This return, Jason's return, and this is why they ended with this. They made it seem like he came back 2 days later. This was the big end. This return occurred before Garrett's date. If you run it back, Becca is wearing the same thing. Stay woke, AB. She's wearing the same thing she was wearing when she was crying about letting Jason go.
Oh, wow.
The green
top. Didn't catch
that. Yeah. Anyway,
great information.
What's this about, AB?
I believe it.
I believe it, too. Mostly because I confirmed it. What's this about, AB? This comeback. Is this Jason thinking he can win her back? Is this Jason trying to get that good close-up screen time? Or is this a producer? Buddy, you're a Bachelor frontrunner. You got to do this.
He's not a Bachelor frontrunner. Let's be clear about that.
Is that... No, you're wrong. I think he is.
You think Jason's going to be the Bachelor?
We'll get to that to the end. But
you
want to
talk about a historically bad season.
Okay. What do you think happened in this comeback? We'll get to that later.
I think it's some of both. Like, the producers obviously are always in these people's ears. So I'm sure they let, you know, she's in this hotel room. If you go over there, it's not going to hurt. It's definitely not going to hurt you. If you handle this well, it could definitely help you.
It also definitely, if they told them it's not going to hurt you, that's a lie, because it hurts a lot of people when they come back.
Yeah, that's true. Depending on how you handle it, I suppose.
I just think this was, even if he's not the Bachelor frontrunner, this was like, okay, we got this in our back pocket now. People like Jason, he had his heart broken and he handled the comeback well. Which he did. I mean, if you're going to come back.
I've never seen a more civil.
Yeah.
meeting between a person that just got let go and the Bachelor or Bachelorette. Never seen it like that.
Agreed. What's a scrapbook? What's a scrapbook about? Two adults? Really? We got a scrapbook with like kid print font. What's this about?
I didn't get that part of it. I didn't get that.
You know.
I guess we always forget how much time these guys have. Free time. Weeks
he
of
made
free
it
time.
Too. I looked at the screenshot. He made that's his handwriting.
Absolutely. They have weeks of free time. If you want to do something, I mean, that wouldn't be what I'd do, but hey. It's a good. Some girls love scrapbooks.
I'd be more likely to make a scrapbook for the friends that I made on the show, the other
contestants.
Guys.
Yeah. All the guys.
I'd make a scrapbook for Colton before I made one and gave it, like, maybe you give it to her if you're in the running. This sure. is
what is she going to do with that scrapbook at this point? Besides throwing the tile in trash.
They made her look at it. She was looking at it, like, crying and stuff. I'm like, if the cameras weren't there, you would have thrown that thing in the trash, period. It's over between you two.
I mean, what is she going to... Here's the thing. She can't keep that scrapbook. Like, she can't have that scrapbook in her house. So it's in a trash can in Thailand right now, in a dump. It's in a landfill right now. So what was the point of giving that to her?
Oh, that was weird. This was basically, hey, you're great. So are you, Jason. Kind of shocked me, though. Yeah. Anyway, here's a scrapbook I made. Okay. She ends it with the world. She's crying, and she's like, the world needs more Jasons.
Yeah. Yep.
I don't know, but I'm not so sure about that. And we might get a whole lot more Jason. Just stay tuned after the break.
I enjoyed at the end when they were saying their goodbyes. Jason said, talk to you soon.
Oh, my God.
I would say you'll talk to her one more time and that'll be it.
Buddy, he said three things and they got worse as he went. He said, good luck with everything, which is fine.
Sure.
Keep in touch.
What? Nope.
And talk to you soon, buddy. No, the last two ain't happening. Maybe they will. They keep in touch. We've seen them. They remain friends. Who knows? But and buddy, it's not even like she broke up with you to be with another guy. She broke up with you so she could focus on two other guys. Okay. Your scrapbooks are no go in this situation. No. What do you think? She's going to take you back and send somebody else home? Crazy. Anyway, let's go to the rose ceremony. I wonder how this is going to turn out. Even now, AB, Blake is concerned that he's going to get sent home.
Come on, Blake.
Becca tells Chris Harrison that she loves them both, but she wants to save that for just those words for just one guy. Admirable decision. Should be everyone's decision on the show, but we've seen that rule broken.
I like that we're going back to not telling the contestants that you love them.
Yes. They let the toothpaste a little bit out of the tube with Ben, and then they stomped on the toothpaste roll, and they were saying, I love you to everybody.
It's been like that for the last couple seasons. Yeah, let's get back to the old days where we keep the I love yous to the contestants, please.
Save the big moments for the end. Garrett gets the rose first, and this infuriates, I don't know if you noticed this, but this infuriates Blake. I've never seen someone so guaranteed, so upset. You're guaranteed a rose, and he was not pleased. Garrett gave a weird toast. Kind of weird in my opinion. I don't know if you got a take on that. It was basically as if Blake wasn't there. Kind of weird. And it was dumb because he's dumb. Probably should have been more general, like excited to continue the journey. But anyway, going to the Maldives, AB, should be beautiful.
Absolutely.
What do you think of the episode overall? You said you shat on it from the beginning.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought it was just, there was nothing, no drama in there.
It was predictable. Unfortunately, it was predictable. A lot of these episodes have been.
Even the Jason thing, we knew nothing was going to come of that. Like, what's going to happen? What do you you want me to believe that Jason's going to take one of those other two dudes' spots by coming back? No.
No. Next week, Men Tell All.
Is it just Men Tell All?
Yes.
Okay.
2 weeks is the next Bachelorette episode, and then we'll get After the Final Rose with Garrett. We got Idiot Chris. I want to hear from Chris a little bit, see if he's changed man. Got Jordan, who's going to be hilarious.
Absolutely.
Presumably Jason. Presumably steal the show. That's a very obscure reference. Jason, fresh off the breakup. All right, you want to do power rankings? We're going to do power rankings of the two guys left.
I got you.
And then we're going to do power rankings of who we want to be the Bachelor. Not who we think will be the Bachelor.
Okay.
We want to be the Bachelor.
Yeah, sure.
I'll start with these power rankings first. Number two.
Who I want to be the Bachelor is going to be a wild list, Rim.
I want to hear it. I'm excited. I've got a tame list.
It's not going to include anyone from this season. Let me be clear before we start.
Okay. OGs of the franchise will want to listen to AB's listen. Here's my power rankings for going into the final week. So dumb. It's so obvious. Yeah. Number two is Blake. Okay. Number one is Garrett. This is all setting up for Blake. Even the edit, everything sets up for Blake's heart to be shattered into a million pieces.
Hey, Blake's got a chance to be the Bachelor if things go right next episode, if he gets some big time sympathy. Really sad breakup could do him wonders, but I don't know. I don't see it. I don't know if he has enough to him.
I will refrain from telling you what I think about that topic until my power rankings okay. of who I want. So you go ahead with these contestant power
contestant
rankings.
Power rankings. Number three, Blake. Number two, Grocer Joe. He's still number
Should've
two. He continues to be number two on the list from last week. No movement. Number one, Garrett, the scumbag.
Good power. How tough to make. No qualms with those.
No, you can't argue with those power rankings.
No. All right. I'll go with my tame set of who I want to be the Bachelor.
Okay.
Number three.
Okay.
I didn't write these down. Number three, Colton. Dead silence. AB, did you do a 180 on this guy or what? Are you out?
No, okay. I'm in.
Okay.
Good choice.
Number two. Number two. Blake. I think Blake would be good.
Okay.
He would... What's your deal? You don't think it'd be good?
No. It's not enough to him. I mean, this is the same thing with Becca. We didn't get enough screen
time.
Yeah,
he would absolutely be a guy Becca, for sure.
Yeah. What do we do? We don't just want nice guys. They gotta be... It's gotta be... Gotta have the it. She doesn't have it. He doesn't have it.
He doesn't have the
effect. That's why they fit well together.
He is cute, though. Have a boring-ass life.
He's cute.
The problem with Blake is he would fall for like 30. He would fall for all of them on night one. He'd be head over heels. I just don't know what to do.
I can't let anybody decide. Well,
night
Blake,
one,
you
everybody
let
gets a rose.
People go tonight. You let 15
I don't
people
know.
Go.
They all have a little spark, you know? There's something inside each and every one of them. I don't know. And my number one, who I would want to be the Bachelor. Maybe I meant who I think will be the Bachelor. That's what I meant.
Okay.
That's what I meant when I came up with these rankings. Sure. Number one, I think they're going to go hard after Peter. I said, he's the international basketball prospect. He's Ricky Rubio right now. Everybody's like, damn, that dude
that
crossing
guy,
the grainy video.
It's
that
getting
guy
better and better, too. People aren't forgetting about Pete.
No. And these guys this season have made people be like, damn, Peter's
gotta
the man.
Get Pete.
gotta get Pete.
Gotta get Pete. Can't go without Pete.
Compared to our options for this season, I think I would probably like Peter more than I said I would at the end of last season. We said Peter would be a boring bachelor.
We had the same things to say. I think it's just, I don't know what it is. You just forget about him and then we forgot about Peter. He was kind of boring on the season. And we said the same things about Blake, about Peter. But now I really want Peter to be a bachelor.
Well, Peter has a story. You know, he stood up for what he kind of believed in with Rachel and said, I'm not ready to marry you, but I love you and all this stuff. Like, that's something to hold on to. There's at least a story there. With Blake, it's just kind of Blake and Colton are any other contestant who's ever been on the show. Peter, there's a story. There's a fan base. I think people would be excited. Now, Peter fans are a little much on the internet. I don't know if you noticed that.
Yeah,
so that might be a tough haul.
Too much.
But that's what I think will happen. Anyway, let's hear yours. I want to hear yours anyway.
Listen, I forgot about Colton. I do have someone on my list from this season. Number four, Colton. I think he'd be a great choice. This is who I want. Number three, Peter. Okay.
Wow, yeah.
Peter. I want Peter. Gotta have him.
Who is the top two going to be?
Number two, Chris Harrison.
Yeah. Oh, okay. AB, I should.
Okay.
You knew it was coming.
It's time. The time's here.
Yeah.
The well has run dry on contestants right now. It's the perfect time.
The show needs a jolt, AB.
It needs a jolt. It needs a jolt. And what better way to do it than bring on Chris Harrison?
Listen, Chris Harrison as The Bachelor is like Tiger Woods contending for the British
Absolutely.
Open over the weekend. It gave the whole world a jolt.
It would be huge. It would be huge. If they announced that, think about the ratings.
Wow, I'm shaking.
I don't know why they aren't doing this.
Imagine they got to do it. Imagine at the end of Men Tell All or after the final roast, he's like, we're ready to introduce your next Bachelor. And then he looks at the camera. He's looking at the camera. He goes, you're looking at him. The place would erupt, AB.
The place would go wild. The place would go nuts. Internet would absolutely shut down.
Whoa.
Wow. That's what I want. That's what I want. Number one, hey, Ben Higgins. Bring him back, Rim.
You do it. Okay, number one.
I'll bring him back.
I'll bring him back, too. I liked him a lot. I'd be a little concerned that there's, like, a vet on the screen, like, who knows the tricks of the trade, maybe plays too much into the producer's hands. Of course, Chris Harrison would be the same fucking thing, but he's Chris Harrison, so I don't mind. I like that list. I really like that list. Let's move on quickly to the Rose Bag. Got a lot of questions. Can't get to them all, but we appreciate everybody sending them in.
Absolutely.
Once again, the text line for the Rose Bag, if you have a question or a comment, is 773-234-7794. First up, Matt and Nicole from Chicago. We've listened to every episode this season, but I don't think we've heard any mention of Becca's ex, Ross. That was his name. After he showed up last year, are you surprised he hasn't pulled that again now that she's with The Bachelorette? Maybe he'll still make an appearance. What do you think, AB?
No, he's not going to make an appearance.
Are you surprised he hasn't yet?
Yes.
Are you surprised we haven't mentioned him one time?
I forgot about him until this episode. It's very random that we also got a Rosecast comment about it, because I didn't see that comment. I just happened to think about it.
She probably has a restraining order of some kind. She probably explicitly said, don't fucking bring back
Ross.
Yeah,
I mean,
again.
He chased her. Where were they? They were halfway across the world.
Yeah, they were deep in South America, the jungles of South America.
He chased her down, so she probably has a legitimate restraining order against him. I think I saw an article, maybe, I don't want to drag this guy like they're dragging Ari, but I think I read an article that he's not a good dude. Maybe someone can hit up the Rose Bag with that.
No, I remember that. I vaguely remember that he was a scumbag.
Yeah. Like, it was pump the brakes about the whole love this guy thing.
Yes.
Because after he came on the show, people were loving him.
That's what happens these days. Yep. If somebody the internet likes pops up, somebody does some digging, and you find a reason to hate the person, without fail.
Mm-hmm. Except Grocer Joe.
Well, that's going to happen. Grocer Joe, I bet he's got some skeletons. I don't know anything. Emily from Portland, Oregon. Huge fan. Thanks for listening, Emily.
Thank you.
Her question is Blake the next Nick Vile?
Oh.
And by that, she means, why did you make love to me if you're not in love with me?
Mm.
Catching feelings.
He's definitely catching them feelings.
What do you think? Can you see that playing out?
He's got a little Nick Vile vibe to him to me. That's an excellent question. He's just a young bro.
I think the difference is with Nick, from what I know about that season, he said that as kind of a dick move.
Yeah.
Rather than like being truly hard. I think Blake might be like unable to get over a breakup if it happens.
Yeah.
Whereas Nick was just like,
being
that
a jackass.
Moment that will live in infamy.
Yeah, being an absolute jackass.
Someone with an Ohio area code, AB, pointed out that last episode we made some jokes about Jason not wanting to leave Buffalo.
Sure.
Well, he doesn't live in Buffalo, AB. He already lives in Seattle, which we kind of found out on the show this week.
Hey, sorry, Jason.
Person with an Ohio area code, sorry to Jason, sorry to you. We don't always get our facts straight, okay?
No, we don't.
Two more. This is Nicole with a Philadelphia area code. Rim, please explain why D3 is a good Mighty Ducks film.
Explain yourself.
Charlie Conway, there's a lot of like, she makes her case well here. Charlie Conway goes from a lovable spaz to major prick. Gordon Bombay is barely in it. That's true. There's only one Bash brother. And spoiler alert, Hans dies. The movie is trash. and I guess I think it's a good solid capper on the trilogy, because the ending, man, you get whipped up into a frenzy watching the ending. Even though the game is just the varsity versus junior varsity at the boarding school, I remember the announcer being very good, and I remember the fans going crazy. I don't know. I like the ending. Okay. She also mentioned that Blake's Instagram name is Balake, like the Key and Peele sketch with a couple other people have also mentioned.
I like that. There's no good explanation for why Rim thinks D3. He doesn't actually think that. He's
No. Every time I say it, I go, this is not true. That's not how I feel. Madeline from Maryland. Do y'all actually like Becca as the Bachelorette?
No.
This season has been carried by Jordan, Chris, and Wills, and the off-show drama. Every episode, I find myself wanting to like her, but she gives me no more flavor than a boiled zucchini. Never had one of those.
It sounds flavorless, Rim.
Yeah, it does. Dries out all the flavor.
It's simple for me, Rim. I like her as a person. She's like one of my favorite people. I think she would be a great friend. But in terms of carrying a television show, she doesn't have it. She's not. She doesn't have the it. She doesn't have what's necessary.
The juice.
So no,
I mean, the juice.
I don't.
You're talking
about
the juice.
I'm talking. I'm talking about the juice. The it. She doesn't have what it takes. So no, she's not a good bachelor. I did not enjoy her being the bachelor. I did. I give it a pass because she's a good person and seems like a sweetheart. So it is what it is.
You know, while we're watching the early episodes, everyone's like, I hate Jason. I hate Chris. And that's true. But when those characters are gone, the show sometimes suffers.
If you don't have a good, if you don't have a strong lead.
No. And like we said, if we didn't have this controversy, this would be a very exciting finale.
True.
No matter what happens. But now it's kind of like, I got a bad feeling about this type of finale.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, Dana in Chicago. Happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday.
Thanks for listening. Your boyfriend, Greg, is a keeper.
Wow, Greg.
Shout out to both of you. Says you listen to both every week. She get this, AB. This is if you want us to do a birthday shout out, this is how you butter us up both sides of the bread. he says she listens to four different Bachelor podcasts, and the Rose Cast is her favorite.
Wow.
Happy birthday, Dana. And thank you both for listening. Thank you all for listening. What a transition to the end this has become. Thanks to everyone who texted into the Rose Bag. Thanks to everyone who tweets us at RoseCastES. Thanks for everyone who follows us on Instagram at Rosecast Podcast. And thanks to, you know, the handful of people that like us on Facebook / Rosecast Podcast. AB, anything else you want to talk about, say?
I don't think so.
Talk to you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.